What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today. It is Wednesday, February 23rd, 2011, hump day, middle of the week. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Matt is in our control room today, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble answering your phone calls. I want to give you a heads up, this big so-called anti-terrorism, but in reality, let's make the military afraid of the American people exercise, is running full tilt boogie out here. We have had overflights just before airtime. We had a fighter jet just skim right over our rooftop. The dogs were barking like crazy. The car alarms are going off. We are supposed to have an FAA minimum floor over residential areas, but apparently the military are not required to obey that. That's just for the little tourist helicopters and so forth. So if you hear a loud sound during the show, that's more than likely what we're going to be listening to. Obviously today the big story continues to be Libya, the revolution there, all kinds of conflicting information. We are now hearing that as many as 2,000 may have been murdered by the Libyan government in Benghazi, and another 1,000 in Tripoli. We are hearing more and more defections from within the Libyan government, and that Gaddafi has actually hired in foreign mercenaries. Originally, they were reported as Russians. Russia is saying it's not theirs. Who knows? Could be Blackwater. Blackwater will go anywhere and kill anybody as long as the price is right. Meanwhile, we're still getting reports that Gaddafi has either bombed or is threatening to bomb the oil pipelines from Libya heading into the Mediterranean, which is intended to put economic and political pressure on other countries to come to his aid. He's also telling his own people, yeah, let me go on being the tyrant and dictator. I'll just take it all down with me, which is kind of the strategy that Adolf Hitler followed in the closing days of World War II, where, angry that the German people had betrayed his vision of the thousand-year Reich, Hitler himself set out to destroy what was left of the food and medical supplies of the German people, just increasing their suffering and hardship. That's what, you know, when you get these kind of people in positions of political power, and political power attracts exactly these kind of people, this is what's going to happen. But any illusion that Gaddafi was any kind of a government for the Libyan people is gone and erased completely. Now, Libya's interior minister has quit. He resigned formally, set down all of his authority. He's joined with the protesters. He may be angling for a new job after the brouhaha is over. He is encouraging the army to desert Gaddafi and stand with the people, as happened in Egypt. We already know that Libya's military very much is not supporting Gaddafi. We know, of course, yesterday two warplanes, rather than strafe civilians in the streets, defected and landed at Malta. They are still there. We are hearing that a third Libyan Air Force aircraft ordered to bomb the civilian protesters refused that order. The crew ejected and just crashed the plane into the Mediterranean. And so that's what's happening. We've got two Libyan warships. Supposedly their crews have mutinied. They're now basically out in the Mediterranean. Nobody knows what's going to happen to them, but they are not obeying orders to shell the shore in Libya right now. Now, interestingly enough, earlier today, apparently a Libyan National Airlines passenger jet sought permission to land at Malta, claiming fuel emergency, unscheduled flight. Ultimately, it turned out that the aircraft carried members of Gaddafi's family, including his daughter. Malta refused permission for them to land because it was not a scheduled flight. They've had to go back to Libya. But if Gaddafi is trying to get his family members out, then he knows he is losing this situation. And he could find himself basically captured by his own people. And after what he has done to them, a crime equal to that of Charles I, he deserves anything the Libyan people are going to do to him. Not out of revenge, not out of cruelty, not out of payback, but because a message must be sent to the other leaders of the world. You do not open fire on your own populations and think you will get away with it. We'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of ExtendoVite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health, and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the continuing situation in Libya. It does look like Gaddafi, for all the blood that he has shed of his citizens, that he is losing grip. He's trying to get his family out. We have units of the military that are defecting. His interior minister has resigned. It's starting to really come apart. And it's, you know, it's kind of an exciting time. We're seeing literally an entire world heading toward revolution, and all for the same reason. Over the last couple of decades, there has been this push to create a global fascist economic dictatorship personified by the IMF, and everywhere around the globe, people are standing up against that economic exploitation by these private central bankers with their little printing presses full of counterfeit money that we're all supposed to make obeisance to and believe hold control over our lives. Well, they don't, and that's what the people are starting to stand up and say. Egyptians fleeing Libya are reporting on terror being carried out by foreign mercenaries in the employ of Gaddafi. There is actually a video that has come out from Benghazi showing these mercenaries entering homes and shooting people. And originally, they were reported as Russian mercenaries. Russia is saying they're not ours. Probably, I would say, it's probably going to be Blackwater or something like that. But basically, Gaddafi has hired foreign troops to come in and oppress his own people. This is exactly the crime for which Charles I was beheaded by the British people. And he deserved it. The bastard had it coming. And I hope that the Libyan people get their hands on Gaddafi and treat him in an equal manner. And as I said in the first segment of the show, not out of revenge, not out of punishment, but as a deterrent to future rulers, that you do not bring foreign troops into the country to use against your own people and expect to escape with impunity. It's not going to happen. If we are a democratic nation, and if the government rules with the consent of the governed, when we withdraw our consent, the government must go. That is the founding principle of this nation as enshrined in the Declaration of Independence. And you thumb your nose at that document at great peril to your political career. Meanwhile, talk about hoisting with your own petard. Somebody sent in this rather interesting quote. Apparently, back when we were concocting this phony war against Saddam Hussein because of his nuclear bombs, which didn't actually exist, Gaddafi tried to sort of suck up to Washington, D.C. and said, quote, "We are faced with a madman like Hussein who wants to kill his own people. We must send someone in there to seize him, handcuff him, stop him from doing what he's doing, and take him off to a mental asylum." Boy, you want to talk about statements you wish you'd never made in the past, because now everybody in the world is saying that about Gaddafi himself, who does not have a reputation for sanity and reasonableness, I might add. Now, right now in all this turmoil, we are seeing this rather oddly timed and bizarre attempt to revive the official propaganda story of Pan Am 103 and the crash at Lockerbie. And all over we're seeing from this minister in Libya saying, "I personally saw Gaddafi give the order to bomb Pan Am 103. And I'm not defending Gaddafi. I'm waiting for him to go. I'm rooting for the Libyan people. Yes, get the greedy money addict out of office. But we still value truth above all here. And we know that the investigation in Lockerbie, carried out by the Scots themselves, showed the evidence used to frame the so-called Lockerbie bomber was fraudulent. And he has been released. That's something a lot of people don't understand. The guy who was accused, the Libyan who was accused of the Lockerbie bombing, has been freed because the case against him was based on faked, fraudulent evidence. And I want to remind everybody that according to Viktor Ostrovsky, a former Mossad agent who left the service and now he's an artist, and he's written a couple of books on the Mossad, the Mossad smuggled a radio transmitter into Tripoli to broadcast phony messages that tricked Reagan into bombing Libya. And they missed Gaddafi and they killed his five-year-old daughter. And so we need to understand that the Mossad is still out there trying to prop up its official lies about how Libya did Pan Am 103, when the evidence that I've seen suggests it was brought down by other parties. And certainly we understand a Libyan got framed for the crime, just as here in the United States in the weeks after 9/11, we saw Muslims being framed for these anthrax letters, which we know one piece of hard information, the anthrax came from a U.S. government bioweapons lab at Fort Detrick. Regardless of who you thought actually put the letters together, they certainly did not come from anywhere in the Arab parts of the world here. Now, as I keep telling everybody that I'm talking to, this is not an Arab uprising. It's not a Middle Eastern revolt. It is a global revolution. And it started in Iceland, and it's kicking up again in Greece. They're calling it the I Won't Pay Movement. I think that's the best name I've heard for it since. Everywhere we are seeing the people of these countries standing up and saying, I won't pay for the bankers' greed and recklessness and criminality. I won't do it. I won't let you, the government, sell off our public assets to pay for the bankers' greed and recklessness and stupidity and criminality. We did not give you permission to do these things that led to this economic disaster. And therefore, you know, since you did it without our permission, you can fix it without our help and without our money and without our assets. And if you don't fix it, well, too bad. You wouldn't be the first government that has faded into the pages of history out of their own stupidity and corruption. So that's what's going on here. Apparently, there's a huge protest, 30,000 mass rally. It has turned violent, probably because of agents provocateurs. But again, everywhere you go in these protests in Greece, you see these signs, IMF, go home. This is not about religion. It's not about Christians and Jews versus Muslims. It is not Middle Eastern. It is not Arab. It is a global revolution to tell the private central bankers, take your counterfeiting machines and go away. You have made yourselves rich enough at the expense of the people of the world. It is time to erase all this illusory debt, this debt that's concocted on spreadsheets and accounting books that never existed in the first place, and say it isn't real. It's fantasy money. Let it go to fantasies, and that will be the end of it. We repudiate these debts, run up to oppress the people, to pay for wars, to pay for all these things that we did not agree with. And just erase it. We're still hearing about all these bankers trying to say, well, the solution is to restructure the debt. No, that doesn't fix the problem. That simply rearranges it. It's simply a way of convincing you it's okay to go on being a slave to the private central bankers again. And it isn't. We need in this country a new Andrew Jackson or a new Abraham Lincoln or a new John F. Kennedy. We don't have them. Right now we have a president who bends over backwards to please Israel and could care less about the American people. We need a new Andrew Jackson who will get up there and say to the bankers, you are a den of vipers and I will rout you out. That is the only solution to this crisis that will work for the American people. Because as Alan Greenspan has said, it is all fraud and criminality. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. Meanwhile, over in Bulgaria, they're getting ready to start massive strikes. They're going to shut down the railroad system there. This is not Middle Eastern. It is global. It is all over the place. Iceland to Europe, to Africa, to Middle East. And now it's up into Asia. We're starting to hear, you know, Pakistan is on the verge of revolt over Pakistan's suggestion they might send this CIA agent, Davis, back home after he gunned down these ISI agents. And we're not going to say right or wrong, but if Davis is a CIA contract agent, then he does not get diplomatic immunity. He murdered a couple of Pakistanis in cold blood in front of witnesses. He should stand public trial, and if found guilty, should be subject to whatever the laws of Pakistan are for people who shoot down other people in cold blood. Now, of course, the big story behind this one is that Davis was apparently attempting to get nuclear weapons materials and biological weapons materials into the hands of some dupes, some patsies, to stage another false flag attack, a new 9/11, to trick the world into World War III. That is his real crime. And boy, the American media and the government, they don't want you to be thinking about that. But it's all over the Asian and European press that this Davis was caught trying to give nuclear weapons materials to what they're calling Al-Qaeda, some bunch of losers who don't understand they're really working for Mossad or CIA, and they were going to set up and do another false flag attack. Remember the bombing of the World Trade Towers back in the mid-1990s before the big 9/11 attack? I think it was 1994. And we found out one of the bombers was an FBI informant who had asked the FBI for permission to disarm the bombs, to set it up so it couldn't go off. And the FBI ordered him, leave it alone. That was reported in the New York Times. That's not something off of some fringy, freaky conspiracy website like whatreallyhappened.com. That was actually reported in the New York Times. I'll put that up at the website as soon as we're done here. But you need to understand, the U.S. government is in a panic. They're cornered, they're desperate, they want to start a major war to distract everybody from the criminality of Wall Street and the looting of the American people. And this story in Pakistan, they got caught red-handed setting up a new false flag attack. That is the story of the month, and we have to stay focused on that one. Alrighty, we're hearing grumblings over in the West Bank that there may be protests there following on from Al Jazeera's release of the so-called Palestine Papers, which prove that Abbas and the Palestinian Authority are Israeli puppets, as much as the U.S. government. And the Palestinians are not happy about that. You shouldn't be happy about it. It looks like the Palestinians in the West Bank are getting ready to have their own revolution there and kick out Abbas. And, of course, that will leave Hamas, who actually won the elections of 2006... in charge of Palestine. And that is yet another reason for Israel to just be in a total, total blind panic. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
I'm going to put up my little volume here. And aloha, welcome back to the show here. And I'm looking at the article I'm talking about before. The FBI allowed the 1993 World Trade Center bombing to happen. This was reported in the New York Times, Thursday, October 28, 1993, page A1. Tapes depict proposal to thwart bomb used in Trade Center blast. It was reported by Ralph Blumenthal. This story came and went, but basically in a nutshell, they had an informant on the actual so-called terrorist cell that was plotting to blow up the World Trade Center or had been talked into it. And this informant asked the FBI for permission to disarm the bomb, to make it harmless so that it could not explode. And the FBI said, no, leave it able to explode. Boom. So we know that governments play hoaxes on their people to start wars. It is entirely possible that had the 1993 bombing succeeded in bringing down one of the towers, that would have launched the war into Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever they wanted to go. Remember, the Soviet Union was gone. The U.S. military is desperate for a new major war, because if they don't have an enemy, then they can't justify sucking more than half of your money away from you to pay for all these bombs. If they don't have bombs, then they look pretty silly standing there in their uniforms with all the ribbons and buttons all over. They look like a band leader that lost his band. And the only way they can keep you from sniggering at them is they got bombs and guns next to them. Say, oh, I can't make fun of that guy, no matter how silly he looks. He's got guns. He's going to shoot me. All righty, let's see. Going to go to the phones. Frank in Indiana. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Michael. I'll be really short. On my break, I usually like to listen to your show and mm-hmm. catch what's on the news. Something that came over my cell phone, AOL, I have a newsletter that I get, and it mentions something about the United States has just granted eminent domain to the Chinese in return for supporting our treasuries, our bonds, and our treasury notes. And I was just wondering if you knew anything about that or if you could look into that. That'd be really interesting.
I saw that floating around about 6 months ago, and I think it's a hoax. You know, China doesn't need eminent domain. The U.S. government has been pledging public lands as collateral on their debts going back to the Nixon administration. And Now, the question is, are we, the American people, who are actually the owners of those public lands, willing to go along with that? And my answer is going to be no. The U.S. Right. government did not have the permission of the people to pledge our public assets as collateral on their debts. Basically, it's almost a variation of the whole MERS scandal. The U.S. government didn't actually have title to those assets and those public lands and resources because the title belongs to the American people, and we never transferred it to the government for the government to pledge as collateral on their debts. The bottom line is, if the Chinese want to come in and try and collect, they might run into a little bit of resistance on the ground.
Yeah, that would.
So I wouldn't spend a lot of time worrying about that.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that.
All right, you got that. All right, getting back to the situation over in the global revolution, apparently it is starting to look like Saudi Arabia may start having major, major protests. Every time the economy tightens up, the people who are in charge keep the money for themselves and let their own people starve. We're seeing it in Saudi Arabia. We were seeing it in Egypt, seeing it in Libya, seeing it here in the United States of America. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show, this continued media propaganda bashing of the teachers. You know, that they're the ones who must sacrifice and accept reduced pay because of all Wall Street's criminality destroyed the economy. Nobody's telling Wall Street to take pay cuts or give back their bonuses. Nobody's telling Wall Street that maybe a Timex is going to keep just as good time on your wrist as that $130,000 wristwatch that's in all the fashion stores in that part of New York. That maybe a Big Mac is just as nutritionally sound as that $150,000 hamburger. Nobody is telling Wall Street and CEOs and the bankers, hey, you have to do without. It always comes down to the rich getting richer, and then they turn around and say, you, the American people, must share the sacrifice. Heck no. We didn't create this mess, remember? You did. In a capitalist society, when the bankers screw up, they go broke. That's what freedom and capitalism is all about. Only in a fascist economic dictatorship do the bankers get to keep the profits they make and drop their losses on the American people. And that's where we are right now. Over in Egypt, the protesters are back in Liberation Square despite the army appeal. Apparently, the Egyptian people are understanding that Egypt's new interim government is not moving rapidly enough to meet the demands of the Egyptian people. And so they're back in the streets saying, look, you're either going to do what we, the Egyptian people, tell you to do as a function of a democratic process and a republican, you know, a form of government that is supposed to respect the will of the people. You either do as the people tell you or you're going to be fired. You'll be joining Hosni Mubarak down there in the Caymans playing canasta with Ken Lay and the rest of them. Meanwhile, the United States government, as if they didn't have enough money problems, are now out there in all of these countries with revolutions spending your tax money to bribe the new governments to be the same kind of slaves the old governments were. Not going to work. I'll tell you why when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the global revolution around the world. Somebody just wrote in to remind me that the Libyan bomber was officially released on compassionate grounds because he was very, very ill, but that at the time he was released, the case against him was being re-examined and found to be full of fraudulent evidence. So had they not officially released him on compassionate grounds, he would have been released anyway because the case against him was a complete frame-up and a hoax, and so everybody's trying to save face on this. But the bottom line remains, we understand that nations play jokes on their own people to justify wars. We understand that Israel, when it tried to sink the USS Liberty, tried to frame Egypt for it. We understand that when Israel was blowing up British and American assets in Egypt and framing Egyptians for it during the Levant affair, that they were trying to basically destroy political relations with Egypt at that time. When the King David Hotel was blown up, it was Israeli agents dressed as Arabs. Again, it's the whole idea of a false flag attack. Go out and commit an atrocity and then say, oh, they did it over there. Hitler did it at Gleiwitz, Germany, and it is just a normal tool of statecraft. Governments always, always, always lie to their own people. It is true going all the way back to Ramses II, who spun a really huge, big pile of manure to his own people about beating the Hittites at Kadesh. and it was nonsense, and it was a lie, and it doesn't matter how many stone temples are carved with it or how often it gets repeated on CNN. If it's a lie, it is a lie, and it remains a lie no matter how many times it's sworn to. So, now, getting back to the story where I was, and I know we got a caller on the line, Scott. I'll be getting to you real, real soon here. The United States, like, we don't have enough economic problems. The United States is spending billions and billions. I'm sounding like Carl Sagan here. Billions and billions of your tax dollars poured all over the new emergent governments of the Middle East. And it's basically, it's they're trying to bribe these new governments to go back to being slaves to the United States and Israel. And that is the very thing that these people in these nations are uprising to be rid of. And if the if their new governments sell out to America and Israel, they're going to have another revolution on their hands. Over in Bahrain, it is openly acknowledged the entire uprising is against the U.S.-backed regime. And they're not going to welcome a new replacement U.S.-backed regime. They want their own country back. This is kind of amazing because on one hand, it is an historic first that we're seeing these rebellions and revolutions all over the world at the same time, which I see as an artifact of the global electronic village called the Internet and the blogosphere. On the other hand, it is simply a repetition of the same disaster the U.S. government has engaged in over and over and over and over again, going back decades. Go into a country, overthrow the elected government, install a puppet ruler who's friendly to your interests, and just let them oppress and enslave and impoverish their people for the benefit of American corporate commercial interests. The mistake we made that mistake down in Chile when the U.S. overthrew the democratically elected government of Allende and put in Pinochet. 1953, overthrew the democratically elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh in Iran, put in the Shah, and supported Batista in Castro, Ferdinand Marcos in the Philippines, and on and on and on and on. And sooner or later, these nations get tired of their U.S. puppet rulers. They have a revolution. They kick out the corrupt government that was friendly to the U.S. They put in their own government, and immediately the U.S. government says, oh, they're now our enemies. How dare they get rid of our puppet rulers? But don't forget, the only reason they hate us is for our freedoms. It's not because we've been mucking about in their country for the last 20 to 30 years. It's not because every time they see their friends and their family and their loved ones blown to bloody bits before their very eyes and the shrapnel is stamped made in USA, like they saw over there in Egypt on the tear gas canisters. So it's at one time, it is simply a continuation of what the U.S. government has always done, and at the same time that it's all unraveling together at the same time across the globe, that is an historic first here. Apparently, 20% of Bahrain's population is out in the streets right now demanding the removal of the U.S. puppet rulers. Now, so desperate are the governments of the world to not allow you to understand that it is a global revolt and that it is all about the oppression from the private central banks. They're desperate for things to blame it on, and I am not kidding you about this next story. It absolutely is true. The British Foreign Ministry says that the reason for all these Middle Eastern protests is, drumroll please, global warming. I am not kidding you. I am not making this up. They're trying to find anything they can say. Oh, well, it's all about global warming. It's not got nothing to do with the Bank of England's oppressive financial policies. It's got nothing to do with the fact that we've been mucking about in that country ever since the fall of the Ottoman Empire. And they just, you know, it's an excuse. You know, they're looking for somebody to blame to get themselves off the hook, which gets us to what's going on in the United States of America over there in Wisconsin. I got a little music to play. And with that, we're going to bring Scott, who's calling from Wisconsin, onto the phone. Scott, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Thanks for that music there, big guy. God bless you. You're right on the head hitting the nail, aren't you?
You know, yeah, I think so.
You know, you're exactly right. United States, I look, Michael, is the heartbeat of the world as far as the big heart. And we see the United States just... our puppet master Bernanke waving the wand of hedging on to another QE3 now,
yes.
Creating this money out. And, hey, did you see any of it? I didn't.
No, I didn't. No, it's all going to Wall Street.
That's correct.
It's all going to Wall Street
That's
to prop
exactly
up the stock
right.
market, and it's not working. The stock market took a clubbing the last 2 days.
That's exactly right. And, you know, in the, you hit it right in the head earlier, Michael, is that you're exactly right. We have our hands in so many parts of the world with being policemen, with it goes back to...
We're not being policemen. We're being conquerors. This is the modern version of Rome, where we have our little garrisons to make sure those uppity slaves, you know, do what they're told and pay their taxes to the emperor.
Right. Well, that's just a term name that I was saying when you go in and bomb them and build them back up. But yeah, we got trouble in our backyard up here. When's the last time you heard senators flee your state? I think it happened down in Texas a while back. But we got a chess game going on here with stalemate, and now we're starting to see Ohio, Indiana, but it has a combination
Texas,
of
Texas. Here in Hawaii, they're getting ready for one. It's all over the place, and it will come to California, and it certainly will. And I'll tell you why, very, very simply. And there's this wonderful Kegel cartoon that I put a link to it from whatreallyhappened.com called Greedy Teachers. And if you click on that cartoon, it lays it right out in full color graphics. The economic ruin of this country came from Wall Street. And yet ordinary Americans are being told, you must share the sacrifice for the good of the economy. Why? We didn't make this mess.
That's crazy.
And it's almost, you know, I'm seeing this propaganda push to demonize the teachers and to demonize the unions and make it look like they're the unreasonable, greedy bastards who are ruining the economy. And I understand the Republicans have an agenda to smash the unions because the unions are daring to stand up against the new fascist state. But ultimately...
That's right, Michael. That's right. But, you know, I got to give you an update. 22 banks have closed since the beginning of this year already.
Yes.
And it goes back to... Well, look at the money, and I don't want to blow this out, but look at the money we spent in Iraq. We're talking trillions. Look at the money that we have spent in Afghanistan. You're talking wars that have been over 70 years, and what's happening is it reminds me of a hijacker in your nation, right? He goes down to the nearest bank, knows all the gold and silver's there, and everybody is around sleeping, and he just walks in like a mouse. It just takes everything out of there. And that's what's happening with our country right now. And you've got to wonder when this the pitchforks are going to come out because you start to see, it's amazing, like you said, this world.
Probably in your state right about now, because Walker is on TV this very minute saying that he is going to start laying people off.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't give him his budget, you know, without, you know, and if the unions won't cave in, he's going to start firing them. Over in Providence, Rhode Island, they just did that. The school district is sending out dismissal notices to all the teachers. 100% of the teachers are being let go on the last day of school. And, you know, I yanked a membership at my website from somebody who kept trying to post in all this thing about how these teachers and union people were just leeches and they're leeching off the public tax. No, they aren't. They're hired to do a job. They're hired to do a job. And this is not about teachers and it's not about union. It is about Wall Street that gorged itself on $14 trillion. And they're expecting us to make the sacrifices to balance the sheet again. Why? Why should we do it? The unions did not create this financial disaster. The teachers did not create this financial disaster. Wall Street and Washington, D.C. created this disaster and is trying to portray and propagandize Americans who merely wish to keep that which they have already worked for as somehow evil and wrong for not being willing to make do with less so that Wall Street may have more. Now, the good news is, I want you to think about this. We're seeing the government start to feed on itself. Whether it's Obama saying that we have to cut social programs, you know, because we need more money for war, or Walker saying, I'm going to start firing state employees if they don't become more reasonable, we're seeing the people at the very top of these pyramids throwing their own lower-level officials to the wolves to save themselves. And that, to me, is the harbinger of the final collapse. I think the people of Wisconsin ought to go into that state house and grab Walker and show him the sidewalk. Because the teachers and the unions did not create this mess, and there's no reason that they should be forced to sacrifice to make up for all the $14 trillion that Wall Street simply sucked out of the country to keep themselves out of jail.
Michael, that is right on the head there. You're exactly right. And by the way, these guys have been in the Capitol building for 9 days now. You should see them. Mm-hmm. They're inside there, but they're peaceful right now. But yes, exactly. Get the mouse, get the house. They're going to try, and it's not much longer, Michael. I think this beginning of this summer, Puppet Master Bernanke comes out, waves the wand, saying another QE3, we're going to be really in trouble. So I just thank you for taking my call, and thank you for discussing Wisconsin, because I think if they don't get this spark turned out quick here, you're going to, like you said, see this spread right across America.
Oh, it is spreading right across America right now. We've got over there in Indiana where they're gearing up for the fight there. You have the, I think it's the Deputy Attorney General of the state of Indiana openly advocating through Twitter the use of live ammunition against the protesters. He just crossed that line that I was talking about the other day, both with Hosni Mubarak and with Muammar Gaddafi. When you start shooting at your own people, you make it impossible to go back to things as they were before. So this Deputy Attorney General for Indiana just crossed that line. Now, they're not shooting yet, but by expressing his willingness to use live ammunition on his own citizens, he's just crossed that line, and there is no going back. Now, okay, we have apparently a different Scott in Wisconsin also calling about the economy. Aloha, different Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, there are more than one Scott in Wisconsin.
Ah, okay.
I would like to make a couple of points, if you allow me to backtrack here, obviously since I'm calling from the state, regarding why unions are a bad thing. And here's my biggest beef about unions. And I'm still kind of weighing in on where I'm sit, I guess, as this whole debate and battle goes
on. Okay, Scott, can I step in here for just a second? You don't need to convince me that unions are a bad thing, because the unions have been the bane of my career in film and television for 30 years. And they have gotten in my way, and they're a royal pain in the rear end. But as the point I'm making on this show, this issue is not about unions, although obviously that's what the media is trying to sell us all. This is about Americans, all Americans, 300 million Americans being brainwashed into accepting a lower standard of living, lower wages, smaller homes, less medical care for their children in order to pay for Wall Street's criminality. And the people of Wisconsin are drawing a line in the sand saying we are not going to make do with less so that you can have more. That is the issue here. It's not about teachers and it's not about unions. It's about the government solving its problems by looting all of the American people. Because if the unions cave in Wisconsin, then next it'll be the unions in Indiana that are asked to shut down. It'll be the unions in California. And then once all the unions are gone, do you think this government is going to stop being greedy? No. Without the unions, they'll simply say, okay, we're going to lower the minimum wage now because we've all got to share the sacrifice, and they're going to keep crushing down and crushing down and crushing down. Sooner or later, the American people have got to stand up and say, no, why not do it now? Thank you for the call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Jim in Atlanta. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, good show. I just wanted to comment one thing that you had mentioned. One of your callers called in and said about the free trade zones. I've been doing a lot of research on it over the last 3 months. I think it's for real. You might want to look into it a little further. Anyway, what you're bringing up here is exactly the opposite. Of course, you're trying to make the point that the teachers, you know, I really feel they deserve the money they get. I think they deserve more.
I would like to see all of our tax money going to educating our children. And when the Army needs a new bomb, they're selling, you know, fruitcakes down in front of the local supermarket. I think that should be our national priority.
Absolutely. You know, I went to my son's school here just last week, and his teacher has about 30 children, and I'll tell you, she's got her hands full. And to me, you know, if they're getting paid 68 or between 68 and 100,000 a year, they're earning their money. And
yes.
I think this is just a major grab to get their retirement money, the bankers, of course, again.
That's exactly it. The last official act of any government is to loot the people, and they've been looting us, you know, going on 5-6 years now, and people are starting to say, enough is enough is enough. I want to keep what I have worked for. I want to keep what I have earned. I'm not, you know, none of these people are asking for anything more. They just want to keep what they already have. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Thank you for the call, Jim.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. This is our last segment of hour number one. A reminder to our listeners on WWCR shortwave radio that you can listen to hour number two of our show by logging to republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org, and you can hear the continuation of our discussion. Now, I want to make something really clear here, because I am seeing this incredible propaganda effort to try and reshape the protests into something that demonizes ordinary Americans while allowing the people who actually created this mess to get off scot-free. Because, I mean, common sense, look around you. None of what you have suffered over the last several years would have happened if Wall Street had not gone off onto this fraudulent mortgage-backed security crime spree with the blessing of the government and the connivance and encouragement. And now that it's all fallen apart in the biggest financial collapse since the Great South Seas Bubble of 1721, what are they going to do? Well, they're going to solve it by dumping all of the costs on you. Take away your high-paying jobs. Take away your homes. Take away your businesses. Take away everything. Take away your unions. Take away your pensions. Take away your retirement. They're just coming for it all because that is the only solution they can think of to square these little books that they have on this pyramid system called the Federal Reserve. And it is a pyramid. Because the way it kites along is really very simple. It is a giant Ponzi scheme, and it always was. Because when you have a monetary system that is based on debt instead of value, the instant that first pretty printed piece of paper goes into circulation, more money is owed to the private central bank than is in existence. You can never pay it off. Now, as you go through life, as you go through time, and your population is growing, and that new population of borrowers starts borrowing, that allows the creation of new money that works its way through the economy and pays the interest on the old money. That's why it's a pyramid scheme. If they cannot find that new generation, that wider foundation of new borrowers to prop it all up, then it starts unraveling, which is what's been going on. So it's a pyramid scheme, and it's always been a pyramid scheme, and it's based on counterfeiting, legalized counterfeiting. These notes have nothing backing them other than the good faith and credit of the United States government and the Federal Reserve Central Bank. And so that's the reason where we are right now. Do you think all of our businesses would be closed if Wall Street had not soaked the American taxpayer for $14 trillion? Do you think that they would have gone on this firestorm of foreclosures if they didn't need to desperately rebalance their asset sheets after being forced to buy back all these fraudulent mortgage-backed securities? When you hear about all these lawsuits where they're being sued by Credit Suisse and Deutsche Bank, it's to force these Wall Street brokerages that sold them these bad mortgage-backed securities. They're saying, you got to buy them back. You got to give us our money back, and you got to square the credit default swaps. And that's why the banks are grabbing money anywhere they can. If that had not happened, if Wall Street had not gone down the road of the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, we would not have massive unemployment. We would not have massive homelessness. We would not have an absolute economic devastation on our hands. And there wouldn't be any debate about the unions and the teachers' salaries in the state houses, because everybody would understand that once you make a deal with the teachers, you stand by it. What Walker and all these other states are trying to do is to renege on the deals they've already made. These teachers and these unions are not demanding anything new. They're not demanding pay increases. All they're saying is, let us keep what we already have. And the state is saying, no, you must make do with less so that we may have more. And the people are saying, no. We're going to take a station break. We'll be back in 1 minute with George in Texas and Joe in Colorado.
The next round of